The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services are looking to recoup millions of dollars from Georgia hospitals and other providers due to an error in how the claims were processed. We're digging into what went wrong today on the Georgia Health Report. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, a health writer with the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. Andy, Medicare says it overpaid $55 million to hospitals in Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, and some others because of a mistake on the part of an administrative contractor. What does that mean? What exactly happened?
Well, Lauren, like everything in healthcare, it's complicated. The contractor that pays hospital claims and claims to other providers, Cahaba, made an administrative error, and it was a significant one. What they did was they allowed these hospitals and other providers to be paid under the traditional Medicare program, which most people in Medicare have. Instead, these patients were members of private insurance Medicare Advantage plans, and Medicare and its new contractor are emphasizing, look, these patients were paid out of the wrong bucket of money, and they should have been paid under Medicare Advantage.
So my gut reaction was, is that fair? What had been the reactions from the hospitals and clinics that have been affected?
Hospitals affected have been confused and angry about all this. First of all, they didn't know that they were paid from the wrong bucket. And so the notice that they had to repay money came as a shock to them. But also, they really didn't understand why it was happening. And basically, the Fed said, look, you were paid the wrong way. We need these monies back. But unfortunately, if you take those monies back for these providers, then they would have ended up serving these patients and not getting paid at all as a possibility. And so they're angry about it.
And we've talked several times before about kind of the plight of the rural hospital or the rural clinic that's already kind of strapped for cash. So is there a plan for these providers to be able to pay back these funds so they have the cash flow available to make the payments?
Well, they have a pretty tight deadline of mid-July to pay this money back. But and the feds say, well, if you're under financial hardship, we'll work out a repayment deal. But some experts are saying, look, what the hospitals are going to have to do is go back to the insurance company and say, hey, we need you guys to pay the right way. We need some money for these services that we provided. And so they're faced with a quandary. Now, the feds have admitted that originally their original statement said that the hospitals were double paid. In other words, by the traditional Medicare program and by the Medicare Advantage private insurers. But then they stepped back and they said, no, we were in error themselves about that. They were only paid once is what CMS is saying now.
How does this trickle down to patients? Will there be effects that we'll feel as these hospitals and other providers are trying to sort this out?
If you're served by a smaller rural hospital that's facing a big repayment problem, there could be a situation where they may have to make cuts in services. But I think for most people, they probably will not see any effect.
Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
This has been the Georgia Health Report. Any opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of WUGA-FM or the College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, visit our website at wuga.org. For WUGA, I'm Lauren Baggett.